Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a family discovered that sometimes the dead really don't want to leave.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, thank you very much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And you can be a premium subscriber. You get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up at Apple Podcasts. Check it out for 3 days. See if you like it. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and my sister, Kathy Gordon. How's everything today?
Well, things are good. New adorable baby. I'm enjoying that. And they were all excited here because they thought there was going to be snow.
Oh,
they thought they could have up to 1 inch.
Oh, that's so cute. An inch.
I know.
And then they got nothing.
And there's nothing. There was a little, earlier there was something, I don't even know, I don't have a word for it. Because we have a word called sleet, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's frozen rain. But this was like drops of rain and snowflakes at the same time.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't have a word for it. I don't know what it is. But it did that for a few minutes and that was that. Now, in all honesty, they are getting some good snow up in the mountains.
Well, we're not getting snow because we had some, but what's great was today, the second day of February in Kansas, it was 75 degrees.
It's funny when that happens because you just think, I can see spring coming, right? It even if you just get a few days of that and then it goes back to winter for a little bit, at least you get that little bit of light at the tunnel,
well,
you know?
And speaking of spring, because I have had like a homeowner's nightmare situation going on at my house, having to replace sewage line, and it's just been a lot. And so
a lot of people know about that.
A lot of people. It's just a mess. And it literally is a mess. So at least the sewage line is now replaced. Now I got to get the fence fixed that they busted all up because the line was immediately under the fence, of course. So today I was back in the backyard and looking around, and I look over and I'm like, oh my God, I got daffodils popping up. They're only like 1 inch, but I have daffodils coming up.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I know. So let's talk about a ghost story. And I do believe this one has to do with a soldier showing up, which I really don't want. I don't want to find anybody at the foot of my bed, but wouldn't it be scary to find someone who's dressed in military garb? It's like there would be that weird moment. Are you here to attack me or haunt me? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night and there's somebody dressed in military attire and has a gun on him.
You know, and I'm trying to think if we've had this conversation, but not. I mean, I remember one military dressed in military. We've had quite a few Civil War things.
Yeah. And this might be Civil War.
Interesting. Okay.
So it says, this is from Renee. And it says, my husband and I bought our first home in Southern Maryland 18 years ago. From the moment we moved in, we knew this house was different. Lights would flicker when there was no electrical issue to fix. And now and then we'd catch shadows drifting just outside our line of sight. Sometimes we'd catch ourselves wondering if our eyes were playing tricks or if someone was sharing the space. One afternoon while I was out in our shed, I heard a loud voice yell, Mom! It was so close and sharp, it felt like someone was right next to me. I nearly jumped out of my skin and spun around, expecting to see my kids behind me. The shed, however, was empty. That's just one example of the strange events that have happened here, but there are two stories that still give me chills every time I recall them. Now, that one she just shared would give me chills. Especially because, you know, if you are a mom and you hear mom, it's like, whoa, kids, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no kids. What was it? Shortly after we moved in, our 4-year-old son began describing a man who appeared at the foot of his bed at night. My son insisted this man was a soldier. At first, my husband and I chalked it up to a typical child's imagination until our son started sharing details no 4-year-old should know. He spoke of uniforms and manners of speech that made us wonder if he was describing someone from the Civil War. Given that we live near Point Lookout State Park, which was once a Civil War prison camp, it wasn't too hard to connect the dots. These nighttime visits didn't last long, and after a short while, our son stopped mentioning the soldier altogether. We never figured out exactly who he might have been. Was it all just the wild stories of a little boy? Or could he have been visited by a spirit unable to let go of the past? In 2012, my life was shaken when both my dad and my brother passed away unexpectedly. That was one of the hardest I can remember. Late one evening, I came home from work, exhausted and emotionally drained, and lay down on my bed. The moment I closed my eyes, I heard the delicate strains of music. So confused, I sat up and realized the sound was coming from a ceramic music box on my dresser. I had not touched that music box in years. It was buried under folded clothes, but there it was, playing on its own as though it was freshly wound up. Puzzled, I brought it to my son, asking if he'd been messing with it, and he shook his head. Feeling unsettled, I called my 13-year-old daughter, who'd been babysitting that afternoon. She told me no one had touched my music box, but added that her own music box had suddenly started playing earlier that day, too. The lid had been shut, and yet it played as though someone had lifted it and wound it up. A chill crawled across my skin, but despite the strangeness of it all, a part of me felt strangely comforted. My dad and my brother had always been protective, loving presences in my life. Perhaps in their own way, they were letting us know they were still close by watching over us. We haven't had any more visits from the soldier, and the music boxes are quiet now. But after all these years in our home, lights flickering, voices in empty sheds, and unseen guests sitting at the edge of a child's bed, I can't help but believe the veil is thinner than we realize. Maybe every once in a while, the ones we've lost find gentle, mysterious ways to say hello. That's pretty. I like that sentence.
I like the way she said that the veil is thinner than we realize.
Agreed.
I think that's so true.
Well, and I find it interesting that, you know, pretty profound experiences, like the little boy describing the soldier and things he shouldn't even know, and then the music box thing, you know.
You know, that is case in point why I don't have a music box. It would do that. It would pop up and the little ballerina would start spinning around or whatever.
Yeah, we had those. I think I still have mine in the garage.
Because
we all got music. Well, but it's in there somewhere.
No, you'll go out the garage someday and that thing will be playing. I'll be like, don't come crying to me about
I'll
it.
I'll be like, shit, which box is it in? And how much crap do I got to unbox till I find that damn thing? But if I remember right, when we were kids, didn't all of us girls get one, a music box?
I think so.
I think it's really beautiful, though.
I'm glad for her it was a positive experience. For me, that would be like a nightmare. I that would be frightening.
But I think with then it happening to her daughter, too, then she connected it to the dad and the brother.
What do you think about this soldier?
I believe the kid.
I do, too. And she said, like, he was telling him things that a four-year-old wouldn't know. And then the way he was talking, like the language, you know, would have been somewhat different.
And they live right there next to that Civil War. Was it a prisoner of war place?
Or a battle site, possibly.
What did she say? It was a Civil War prison camp.
Oh.
So, yeah, I imagine there would be lost souls around there.
I think so. Wow.
Those are some
Maryland
good stories.
Is a very beautiful place, but it's very heavily wooded. And I can see it, and it's very old. You know, it has a lot of very old buildings and houses and stuff. So I think it could be super haunted in that area.
But, you know, it's interesting, you know, the lights flickering still could be electrical. You know, I don't know. I mean, I was having gurgling toilets and shit till I figured out what the problem was. Which the first night the toilet gurgled, that did feel paranormal. Harper and I were doing some episodes and I was like, what the hell? But, you know, so maybe there's something electrical that's causing that.
That would be my luck. To die and come back as a sewer ghost.
Oh my God. That would just piss me off. It's like, I led a better life. I just know I did. Don't I deserve something more? Why? Well, let's go to this caller. Here we go.
This is Ryan Turner. Anyway, this first story, it's the only story. It was when I was about 14, 15 years old. My big brother was about 16, 17. And we were in Franklin, Tennessee. We had my little brother, Harrison, he was also there. We were in Franklin, Tennessee, and we were at this old graveyard. It was an old Civil War, back in the Civil War, Franklin, Tennessee era. And it was in the one of the biggest graveyards in the South. And we were, you know, walking through. We loved going through like haunted places and stuff like that as kids, you know. And we went through, you know, just kind of fooling around, you know. And Austin, big brother, he had his his little Android phone, and he had it on record, and he was talking to whoever could be there, you know, whatever spirits could be there. You know, he's just talking. We were walking around, and you know, and we were talking to it, being dumb, you know, being stupid kids. But we got home, after that. It was a fun night. It was me, my brothers. It was also my mom and my aunt. We were all there. And we got home. My brother was like, hey, I'm going to play it back. And sure enough, you can hear it clear as day. Some man's voice say, get out. And it wasn't just like a whisper. It was like more of a groan, like a get out. I thought for sure it was my brother, my big brother, playing a prank. And, you know, he's a big prankster himself as a kid, you know, as growing up as a teenager. And, you know, he would always prank us as, you know, as we were the little brothers and stuff. And he swore up and down, like, that he didn't say anything. And Harrison, my little brother, he was like, we were all there, you know, right there and right in the graveyard. And we both never heard Austin say anything. You know, it was clearly something, you know, outside of this world. It was definitely freaky. And actually another story in that same graveyard. I know I said I had one story, but the second story, it was a different night. It was late at night. Nothing really happened, but we went through, we walked through, you know, just seeing if we could see anything, any ghost or anything like that. Never saw anything. But as we were walking back, it was me and my brothers, and it was also my mom and my aunt. We were walking back, and we saw these cigarettes. Now, you might think, okay, whatever, cigarettes, that's kind of weird. But these cigarettes, you gotta understand, these cigarettes were lined up in a three, like it was a circle, a nice big circle. The ashes were in a nice big circle. And my mom and aunt swore up and down there was nothing there before when we went in there. As we were leaving, we looked down at the stump. There was a little, you know, like a little, what do you call a bench? There were sure enough cigarette buds all around in one big circle. I don't know. All I know is it's a very active house. It was a very bloody house in the Civil War. It was the Carton House in Franklin, Tennessee, and the history books say it was the most bloodiest battle other than Gettysburg was the Franklin battle. So anyway, those are my two stories, and see you guys later.
He's right about that too. That was a bloody, bloody battle.
We visited that house.
Yeah, and Kate, your daughter, and I went there once, and it was incredible. It's like you go there and you feel it, kind of what he was describing. You know, it just has this feeling. I would highly recommend anybody go visit Franklin, Tennessee,
because
it's especially if you're interested in the Civil War. But when he said a cemetery in Franklin, Tennessee, I'm like, well, of course it would be haunted.
You know, I will buy any. I will, whatever you say, I believe. Because I've been to Franklin, Tennessee. I've visited the battle sites, visited the, you know, house, done the whole trek. We had a great, great, great grandfather who was in the battle there at Franklin. And went on to the Battle of Nashville, and that's where he ended up leaving the Civil War. But, you know, that place kind of is, I feel very connected to it.
Yeah, because
I think he was there somehow. And you definitely get that sense in Franklin, Tennessee, of the sacredness of what happened there.
Well, it was really interesting because when Kate and I went, we called you because we were talking to the people who worked at the visitor center and the site, and they have all kinds of information. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're like, our grandfather fought in this battle. And how did he live through it? You know, because so many people died in this battle. It's so bloody. And so he's like, well, what regiment was he in? And I'm like, I don't know. And so we call you, and then you're like, I can find out. And so you find out.
It was like the 91st.
Yeah. Illinois. So then we go back to the guy and we go, okay, he was in the 91st infantry or whatever. And so the guy goes, okay, give me just a minute. So he's doing some digging. So as they came in, there was like 2 miles of Union soldiers coming in, and he was a Union soldier. He was at the back of the line. So by the time he got there, they all settled in around that house. The idea was they were supposed to just go across the river and go on to Nashville. That battle was never supposed to happen. And so by the time they got in, there was the, because the boat hadn't showed up, but he was able to get across the river. They're just going to spend the night there, call it good, go on to Nashville the next day. And that's, the Confederate soldiers decided to attack them there. And our grandfather was across the river, up on a cliff, looking down.
Yeah.
And so Kate and I went across the river and we went up there as well. And it was just, it's a fascinating trip and historically. And wasn't that like didn't our grandfather end up in like 20 Civil War battles or something?
19.
Isn't it? How can you live through 19 battles? And then he wasn't even done. He did all kinds of stuff after that.
Yeah.
It's just so interesting.
But what do you think of the cigarette thing?
I don't, you know, here's the thing. When he described that, he got a feeling from it.
Uh-huh.
And because he got a feeling from it, because I'm like, it could just be cigarettes. I don't know. It could be somebody
messing
around. And
it could just
around.
Be teenagers were out there lining up cigarettes. Yeah. But he said they didn't see it going in, right?
Right.
And I don't know. There are these kind of, I call them arrangements, you know, that happen. I've had them happen to me in my house where, you know, the pictures were all turned facing the wall or whatever. And it takes your breath away. I don't know how else to describe it.
And that kind of felt like
pit of your stomach.
You could tell by the way he told it. That's how he felt.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too. Was that he, you know, it was wrong. He knew by looking at it was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I believe him and I don't at all question this hearing a voice say get out.
Oh, on the no.
That's almost standard sometimes on those tapes where they say get out.
But in that particular city with that particular history of that city, I could see somebody being get out.
I can too.
Interesting.
I totally can.
Mm. That was a great story. So highly recommend it, especially if you're interested in Civil War history. So here's one more story. It says in 2013, my husband and I bought our first home, a small 3-bedroom, 1-bath fixer-upper that needed so much work, we nearly gutted the entire place. It took a year before we could make it livable enough to get occupancy permits. Okay, I'm feeling a little bit better about my stuff. during that whole renovation period, I would occasionally see someone wearing a blue baseball cap walking past the kitchen window. I dismissed it as my father-in-law dropping by to help with the renovations. I never bothered to mention it to anyone. Fast forward to November 2014. We finally moved in, still chipping away at the final touches, but everything seemed fine at first. By late winter of 2015, though, I found myself plagued by vivid nightmares that left me sweaty and anxious. One night after waking from yet another bad dream, I rolled over to check the baby monitor. All was quiet, so I started to relax. That's when I saw her. A woman crouched in the corner by the ceiling.
What?
Uh-huh. That's what it says. My blood went cold. She was there for only a split second, looming silently above me. Oh, I thought she said I assume she saw it on the baby monitor. She saw it in the room she was in.
In the room.
Lord. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would have shit. Just as I reached out to wake my husband, I blinked and she vanished. My heart pounded as I lay there, wide awake but too afraid to speak. Eventually, I managed to drift off again, which I don't know how, telling myself it must have been some lingering dream image. Okay, I could see you convincing yourself you did not see what you saw. A few weeks later, I was up early, waking up my 5-year-old for hockey practice. Sleep still in his eyes, he asked, "Mom, where did the scary lady go?" My stomach dropped, and I said, "What scary lady?" Half hoping he was joking, but his answer was simple and direct. The one that was on the ceiling last night. I was completely speechless. I muttered something about being the only lady in the house, and neither of us mentioned it again. Since that moment, nothing quite so alarming has occurred. The only other strange incident was a hat that somehow ended up perched on a stuffed animal sitting high on a shelf in my son's room. Neither my husband nor I remember placing it there. It could be a simple lapse of memory, or maybe something else is at play. I have no explanation, but I'll definitely share if anything new happens. In the meantime, ever so often, I can't help but glance up at the corners of the ceiling just to be sure. I don't know who wrote that in.
I think I would do the opposite and try to avoid looking up in the corners of the ceiling.
Oh, my God, right? I think the same.
I'd have to move. I think I'd have to move.
Like, that is just terrifying. And I do see how, if, you know, it's Mill and I, it's dark in the room, and, like, you see that, and then you go, okay, it was just my eyes playing tricks on me. It's the lighting. It's any number of things.
Right.
So I could see how you would convince yourself of that, but then to have your kid, your little kid.
Right.
And you kids are just so matter of fact. Mom, where'd the scary lady go? I don't know.
Poor guy.
I know. He saw it too.
But, you know, I just would have a hard time feeling like it was gone or that it's going to show up at any time again.
Exactly. I would be the same way.
I mean, I know that's weird, but when I said I think I'd have to move, I kind of think I might have to move. Because I've lived in haunted houses and been around spirits and stuff, but I don't know. There's something really creepy about a woman crouched in a corner of the ceiling.
The ceiling corner. Oh, my God. Crouched. I mean, it would any woman crouching that shouldn't be crouching in my house.
Crouching,
I don't like
women.
You know, she's crouching.
I wonder how vivid this apparition was. Like, could she see a face or was it more shadow-like? Could she see
clothes?
It
was a woman.
Yeah. Interesting. Oh,
I don't like that.
Oh, you guys are so brave.
So brave. I'd be selling that house because I would think they would have made, would they be able to get their money back because they put so much into it, but maybe
absolutely not.
Absolutely,
you would think.
I don't know. So if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. If you want to call it in, it's 855-853-4802. Or just write it in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, you get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at Ghost Podcast. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along, and with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf. Thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first.